my house at eight because I always do. My train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was due. I must have read the morning paper going into town. And having gotten through the editorial, no doubt I must have frowned. Around the quarter after nine, with letters to be read and heaps of papers waiting to be signed. I must have gone to lunch at 12:30 or so, the usual place, the usual bunch. And still on top of this, I'm pretty sure it must have rained day before you came. And turning out the lights, I must have yawned and cuddled up for yet another night. And rattling on the roof, I must have heard the sound of rain day before you came.
Don't tell me I've gone too far. mess.